Beverly Dungill is a Tuskegee Airman. He flew his first airplane at 16, a Piper Cub. He joined the Air Corps in June 1945, training as a Tuskegee Airman, but the war was over before he could reach combat. In 1949, he rejoined the new United States Air Force and transitioned to jets. He flew 100 missions in Korea in the F-86 Sabre jet. He's president of the Chicago Dodo chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated. Why is it named Dodo? Because, he says, the dodo is an extinct bird that doesn't fly anymore. Welcome, Beverly Dungill.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. It's nice to be here because, why? Darn if I know. I'm a guy that's lived his life very, very fully and very enjoyably. And I was asked to come here tonight and speak about my efforts and situations in Korea. And I've enjoyed flying, particularly in jets. I flew the F-86, the E and E-10. I was a test pilot in Korea, and for the rest of my aviation career in the military, I was a test pilot and enjoyed it very much. I also flew F-86Ds, which was an all-weather fighter interceptor, which had its own instrument panel, not only instruments, but radar set. And I was stationed at O'Hare Field and flying the D, F-86D, which is, we call it the nickname, the dog. And you could line up on the runway, and this is, I'm talking about 1953 now, not this year or recent years. You could line up on the runway, on the white line of the center line of the runway, and from that point on, you didn't even think about anything but instrument flying. You took off, was directed by ground radar to your target area, picked up your target on your own radar scope, knocked the aircraft out of the sky, came back and landed without ever seeing the ground or the airplane, or the target. That was a lot of instrument flying, and I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed flying. Ever since I was a kid at 3 years old, I wanted to fly, and I did. I'm one of the few people in the world who reached that goal in life, that they really dreamed about. The things that I liked in Korea was flying jets. I like the speed. I love the speed. And when you stop to think about the experiences that you encounter, these are the things you live for. These are the things, if you will, that you die for. This is life. And it's part of the things that have made my life extremely interesting. For example, when I was in Korea and flying, a MiG got on my tail, and the guy started shooting at me, and that kind of upset me, because that, you know, you can get killed doing that stuff. And so what I did was I was right on the mark, and I pulled the stick back to the right, kicked the right rudder in, and I should have gone around like that, but I didn't. I snap rolled right straight ahead. That was a very unhealthy situation because the MiG pilot was firing everything that he had, and plus the fact he was spitting gum as well. But he was firing everything he could. I was going around this way, the horizon was going around that way, and he was shooting everything he could at me. And I saw the shells going by. Fortunately, they didn't hit. Okay, now you're really in a horizontal spin. I broke the spin, and the aircraft looked like it just came to an immediate stop. At that time, I pulled something like 13.5 Gs. I went out like a light. Click out. I was completely unconscious. Fortunately, I was at about 30,000 feet, 35,000 feet, somewhere along in there. And I lost about 2 miles of altitude. I woke up, I was somewhere around 14 or 15,000 feet. I still had plenty of room to pull out, which I did. The aircraft seemed a little sluggish. I made it back to the base, landed, taxied up to the hard stand. Crew chief told me to cut the engine, which I did. He kind of climbed up on the ladder, looked at the airplane, said, "Lieutenant, what the hell did you do with this airplane?" I wondered what he was talking about. And I looked back at the swept wings. Most of the rivets had been popped off, and the skin on top was like a washboard. And there's no way in the world that airplane should have flown, but it it brought me back home. They put it on a barge, shipped it back to Japan to the rear echelon base, and about 2 or 3 months later, I flew a ferry flight back to Japan, saw the airplane, recognized it was the airplane that I had flown, and I asked the tech rep, the North American tech rep, about it. And he said, "Oh, some stupid idiot pulled 13.5 Gs on that airplane." I told him, "I'm the stupid idiot, son. I pulled 13.5 Gs, and since I didn't know how many Gs I did pull, but I'm the guy that did it." Then I explained to him what had happened and how the aircraft had reacted. And he had a little different attitude toward the airplane because he was a representative of North American Aviation Corporation, and seeing how the airplane saved my life, it gave him a little different slant on things. At any rate, that was something that happened during my 100 missions in Korea. I think that's happened somewhere around 35 or 40 missions. My 100th combat mission was a milk run. That's where they say, "Okay, Dunjil, you've got your 100th combat mission, and you go fly circles over Chodo and relay radio messages up to the guys flying combat, back to you, and you respond and so forth." Fine. Okay. So now I go around flying circles and boring holes in the sky over Chodo, 35,000 feet. Fine. The guys finish combat area, come back. That releases me for whatever I want to do. At that point, I can select targets of opportunity. Good. I look down at the ground. I'm at about 35,000 feet, and I see a truck about the size of an ant moving along on the highway. And I figure he's coming up to a straight point on the road. That's where he belongs to me. So I peel over and do one heck of a split S. And when I pull out, I'm roughly about 5 or 6 feet off the ground, going like a bat out of hell. I'm on the Mach, somewhere in the vicinity of about 750 miles an hour, somewhere along in there. And I open fire, squeeze the trigger, shells are going out. I hit the target. Then the darn thing explodes. I look at that thing and I said, good God. Because what I saw was something about the size of an engine going up. It had exploded in like a semicircle. I went through it, through the center of the semicircle. Fortunately, I went through okay. There was no skill on my part. Just the good Lord saying, come, stupid. These are things that you enjoy about flying. Because that's not what you do, it's what God helps you do. Thank you. I enjoy flying. I enjoy the Young Eagles program, if you will, where we fly kids on the second Saturday of every month at the Gary Airport. These are the things that make life interesting. And good God, it's fun. Enjoy life. Because if you don't, you're missing so much. So much enjoyment. That's what I really stopped to think about many times. Enjoy what you're doing. Because if you don't, you'd be miserable. And frankly, I don't do anything but enjoy and be happy. So thank you so much for everything. I've enjoyed being here and enjoyed talking to you. Thanks a million.